I'm here with a very, very happy Downing's manager, Barney Curran. You have mentioned on many occasions the W, but this has to be a very special W for you and everyone on Downing's, Barney.
Well, I'll tell you, Mo, it's one of the most special victories I've ever got in my life. We're Ulster champions. It's huge for the club. It's the biggest reward. It's the biggest trophy that the club has ever got, and I'm so happy. It's for the girls, really, really good, because there's a lot of work on, and we're only on the go for 7 years. And you know, to be getting ready for an All Ireland semi final in Downing's, it's surreal. Like, it hasn't sunk in yet. It really hasn't. I'll probably sit on the couch tomorrow and watch the game back and not remember half the game. To be honest, I'll say, oh, that happened and that happened. But no, it's absolutely epic, unbelievable, over the moon.
You talked about nerves in the semi-final and the home and your home venue in Downing's. You said the girls were very nervous going out. What about today? Were the nerves there today as well?
There was nerves, as I said. I got up on the bus and I walked down when we were on the way up, and I could see it in them. You know, they weren't as nervous. We had the tunes going, and there was a bit of crack, and some of the girls were playing some kind of game down the back. It was a lot more relaxed. I think it was because it wasn't at home. But again, we'll have to worry about that now in the next game. But no. They turned a lot of this nervous today, nervous energy, and it worked for us, you know. We're after playing 90 to 100 minutes of Gaelic there, and it was just unreal. I just don't know what to say, to be honest, Mo, and that's not like me.
Speechless, yeah, not like you. Listen, let's talk a wee bit about the first half. You know, relatively good start in the first half, 4 points up within 7 minutes. You know, Warren Point had back with a couple of points, but you went on 2 points up at the break. That was good.
Yeah, that's we really focused on. The last couple of games we were slow in getting the scoreboard going, so we really wanted to get a couple of points on the board, and you know, we knew they were a wee bit defensive, so I thought if we got a couple of points on the board, you know, they'll have to come out and play at some stage. We wanted to press them hard in the first half, and listen, they come back, they're a good team, there's some really good players in it, and we're lucky enough. We got a goal then, and that went out in the second half, but that kind of pulled us around a wee bit. But no, definitely, the first half, we were definitely under the cosh. We had the want, and we thought the lead just mightn't be enough. So the real focus at half time was get back, get into shape, and break at pace and break in numbers. And, you know, thankfully, some of that worked, you know.
Yeah, and you mentioned they got a goal. I suppose that was the turning point for them. And, you know, that came from a purple patch after, you know, Downies were reduced to 14 players. Very harsh, maybe, at that time. But nonetheless, you had to get on with it. They got a goal. They got a goal and a number of points after that. They evened it up then, you know, just at the very end on the 28th minute. And that both put you under pressure to try and keep the ball, just to take it over the line.
Oh, huge, huge. That goal that they got now. They had a purple patch, and you know, I've spoken about it every week. Every team gets a purple patch. It's about how you handle it. It's about how you control it. Sometimes you can't control it, but it's about staying in the game as much as you can and keep working and keep working. It's always the next ball you focus on. They got that goal, and it really put us, I think there were a point in it at that stage, and I think we managed the game pretty well in extra time. We got a score. We went 1-6 to 1-7 up, and I think we kept the ball. There's 3 or 4 minutes left, and we do a couple of things at training where you say keep the ball, and it could be 5-6 or whatever, but they keep the ball, and we focused on that because just in case these situations happen, you try to prepare for as many eventualities as possible, you know. And lucky enough, that one paid off today.
Yeah, listen, I was looking at it in the second minute of extra time. You talked about keeping the ball, and you know, I seen you sort of point up at that stage. There was 6 minutes left to play, and I thought, are Downey's going to be able to hold on to the ball for 6 minutes? But you did. So I mean, that just shows the caliber of the team that you have out there. After all that time, they were still able to manage to hold on the ball.
Yeah, we have worked on that now. We have worked on pulling and training, moving the ball over and back, moving the ball over and back. We would do maybe a couple of minutes of that, or 10-15 minutes, and then into long runs, and you know, that has really paid off, because like our girls were able to pull them over and back the pitch, over and back the pitch, and then when they get a wee gap, you know, maybe they'll take it. But you know, when we did keep the ball, we have some real quality footballers in Downing's, you know. And you had
Missy Navin O'Connell,
and you know, I was so happy for her. She jumped up there at the end, and I think she maybe made a twinge of the knee again, but she's absolutely over the moon. Avin said a few words there in the dressing before we went out to extra time, and I didn't nearly bring a tear to a stone, but this is as much for her as number 29 on the panel. It's just massive for everybody. Like, the girls are on there, there's girls crying, there's girls laughing, there's girls sitting in shock. It's just huge, Mo, and just...
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Like, a stat for you here now, like, Downey's on your route to the final here today. You have racked up an amazing 33 goals and 90 points.
Wow.
Add that to that. And today, probably your lowest scoring game. Nonetheless, you are the junior champions, Barney, and you are taking the cup back to Downey's. You've made history tonight, along with Thurman, probably, who made history in 2010. This is an amazing achievement for you, the girls, and everybody involved. And, of course, there'll be huge celebrations tonight, Barney, I'm sure, in Downey's.
Oh, I would say Downey's are not closed now. About a Tuesday, I would say I'm chatting to people out there, see you in Downey's. But I want to say, then we girls are the queens of Ulster now, and I'm so happy for them. So happy for them.
Yeah, and an All Ireland semi-final at home to look ahead to as well. I'm sure you'll not worry about that tonight, but tonight's all about winning the Junior Cup.
No, we'll not worry about that tonight. But I was on the boy already to get me the video of the Kildare champions, and we'll see what they have, and we'll start looking at that on either Monday or Tuesday and see what's ahead of us.
Congratulations. Have a great night.
Thank you very much, Mo.